Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah 56, verse 10, and we're going to ask for a word of prayer. Father, we ask you to give us wisdom and guidance in this hour. We just pray that we would see truth. We pray that you would open up our eyes and open up our ears, that you'd show us, the Bible would come alive to us, and that we'd have discernment in this hour. Help us not to be afraid, but help us to see the plans of the evil one. You said it in your word, and you've shown us so many places, and we just pray for the right words today to encourage your people to know that you knew all these things before the foundation of the world. You knew the end from the beginning, and you have us in the palm of your hand. We thank you for encouraging people that are watching this today, that they won't be discouraged, they won't be afraid. In the midst of this storm, Father, you're here with us, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to read this verse in Isaiah 56 about the watchman. His watchman, God was rebuking his ministers, and he was saying his watchmen were blind, and they're all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs. And we've seen this in the Hebrew. That means strong fleshly lives and strong appetites. We've seen a lot of ministers that have really proved to be greedy dogs. But on the other hand, God always has his people. He always has his servants. So we have to have ears to hear what the Lord's telling us, even though truth sometimes is hard to hear. We have to hear it because we have to prepare for what's coming, and we have to bark. So today I'm barking. I just want to put out some warnings, some things I've shared before and other things that I want to stress today. To be a watchman, we all need to be watchmen for our own family. That means we need to watch and pray. And there's certain things I want to bring out today, that the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11 is pretty much reoccurring. Like I shared last week, I want to continue on with that the whole world was filled with violence and sexual perversion. And so there was a flood. God regretted that he had made man because man was so evil. And then in verse 11, verse 1, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And we know that they were trying to build that temple and that tower to the heavens, to God, without God. They wanted to rule and have a rebellion against God. And the enemy's never stopped. He's always wanted to build what he started at Babel. And now today, as I shared last week, they're even having a language called Babel. And just the circle is being completed. He wants to unite humanity in rebellion against God. In order to talk about today, we're going to talk about Agenda 21 and the New World Order. Things are happening that you might not understand. And if you understand the plan that they're following, and a lot of this is scripture, they're following scripture, but it's all reversed. It's all anti. It's all against what God made and created. Even marriage and meat. There's a whole lot going on about meat. I'm not going to get into that today, but there is a war on meat and the way that we've done food, the way that food is being introduced now in labs and so forth. I'm not going to go into that, but everything is being reversed of what God made. And we're seeing the Tower of Babel once again. That's a portal or a gate to God. So they're uniting all languages and all religions, once again, where God caused them to be scattered, because then their imagination, everything they wanted to do would start happening, and God didn't want that. He didn't want all the kings of the earth to unite against him and the people. So one of the things that we're going to see, and we are seeing, and has been happening for quite a while, is the sovereignty of all nations must be destroyed. Now, what is sovereignty? Sovereignty is a state or governing body that has the right and power to govern itself with outside interference. Or you could say every nation had freedom or liberty or self-government. Well, we're seeing governments going down. When this whole thing happened in 2020, there's becoming a new world order, which I'm going to share at the end. Even people, doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on, they have all declared in their own language, in their own speeches, of wanting and desiring a new world order where the governments go down and the United Nations go up. So to accomplish a global government, and we're seeing this, people are wondering what's going on and why are we seeing, like today we heard California people aren't even supposed to go for a walk. Well, to accomplish global government, freedoms and liberties of all nations must be taken down. We are no longer going to be citizens of the United States. We'll be global citizens. Then the economies of each nation must be dismantled. The morals of each nation must be dismantled. Today I heard about legalizing prostitution. Things you never thought would happen now are coming out from behind the scenes. The political systems, what's happening to our country? The political systems must be dismantled. You can call this the circus. We are right now in the middle of a circus. And this, remember that word circus, write it down if you're taking notes, because I'm going to explain in their own words what a circus is. The bread and the circus must continue. World peace requires world order. World order requires world law. World law requires world government. Winston Churchill said, "The creation of an authoritative world order is the ultimate aim towards which we must strive." Interesting. The establishment of a one-world government would mean that they all the nations of the world would be united under one banner with one common currency, one leader ruling over all. Now, we know that as the Antichrist and the Antichrist system. This is not totally here, but we're seeing steps toward it. This isn't the end, but it is the beginning of sorrows. The world government would also have a world tax, a world law, a world police force, and a world army, etc. Robert Mueller, he was a former assistant of Secretary General of the United Nations, said, quote, "We must move as quickly as possible to a one-world government, a one-world religion under a one-world leader." And this is already here, the one-world religion peace agreement, the Abrahamic Accord peace agreement was signed. Israel, Egypt, Islam, and Christians all united under the Abraham Accord peace agreement. And the quote from our president was, "A future in which people of all faiths and all backgrounds live together in peace and prosperity." Now that sounds great. It sounds like there's nothing wrong with that, but there are hidden things involved here. Reality is, just like Cain, the world wants to get rid of the Abels. Christians are well aware the coming world teacher, the leader that they're talking about, is the Antichrist. Now, the Bible says there's many Antichrists. There's a lot of things already that are Antichrist, but it's all ruling towards the leader. Now, another phase leading to a world government is the destruction of patriotism and nationalism. Now you are no longer an American. You will be a world citizen. This is going into the Tower of Babel. Here again, we're coming back to Genesis 11, that they want to complete what they started here, the devil. June 11th, 1990, the court decision to allow the burning of the flag is a step toward a world government. This is against God. This is what happens when you are allowed to destroy a national symbol. It helps to destroy respect for our nation. And we've seen a lot of flag burning in the last few years. This is all by design, and it's a step towards world order. Get rid of the nations, their sovereignty, and go towards the Agenda 21, whatever they want to call it. Now, there's different names for it, the New Age, different things, global governance. Now, in 1975, a Declaration of Interdependence was written by Henry Steele, and it was signed by 32 senators and 92 representatives. To establish a new global order, it is essential, this is the declaration, that mankind free itself from limitations of natural prejudice. We call upon all nations to strengthen the United Nations and other institutions of world order. What comes to mind? The World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum. Different things that are world now. It's not just national, it's internet, it's world, global. Now building a world community, they must think in terms of world interest. So your kids are now going to go to school and they'll be taught how to be a world citizen versus just an American. To solve global problems, and then they'll have to accept global law. A lot of this came into place in 2020. A former director of the World Health Organization, Dr. Brock Chisholm, he was the 1959 Humanist of the Year. Brock Chisholm, 1959 Humanist of the Year, his quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family traditions, natural patriotism, and religious dogma or religious morals and faith." I want to repeat that because he's not the only one that said this. I have a whole document, how many pages? Like 30 pages of world leaders and all their quotes about the same stuff. And it doesn't matter if they're Democrat, Republican, they're all aiming towards a new world order. And you have to understand that. Get out of the paradigm of right and left. You have to understand we're moving towards, back again, globalism, the Tower of Babel. So I want to repeat this again. Dr. Brock Chisholm, he said, "To achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, their loyalty to family traditions." Are we seeing this now? Family traditions of Easter, of Thanksgiving, of Christmas? Are we seeing things change for the first time? Loyalty to family traditions? Just asking. We need to think. We need to start thinking for ourselves and do our own research. Natural patriotism and religious dogmas. That means morals and faith. And Jesus said, "Will I find faith when I come back? When he returns, will he find faith?" Well, we want to say yes. We're going to believe to the end. Now, also, a dualist, Huxley, in his book called Brave New World, you probably heard of the Brave New World Revisited, quotes a character in the end, "They, the people, will lay their freedoms at our controller's feet to say to us, 'Make us your slaves, but feed us.'" Isn't that something? What is that? That is socialism. Socialism we're seeing more and more. Plus, Mr. Huxley said, "The 21st century will be the era of world controllers," and he said, "they will not fail." Now, this is what I want you to really listen to today about science. They use science, they use false data, they use science, and it's all in their papers. And I want to bring some of this to light so that you're not confused of what you're seeing and what you're hearing, and you stay true to the Bible and you don't get off on science falsely so-called. Now, the older dictators fell, listen very carefully, because they could never supply their subjects with enough bread, enough circuses, enough miracles and mysteries. They failed because, why? They didn't supply their subjects with enough bread. Well, now I'm hearing that if you take certain money and do certain things, you'll get rewarded. If you don't do certain things, you'll be dissed, right? So you're going to have bread if you do what the controllers want. Enough circuses. I think we're in a circus right now. Distraction. Circuses are distraction. We always have to know what's going on in the background because there's so many circuses to get us to focus on. And this is by design. So they say it in their own writings. They need bread and circuses, enough miracles and mysteries. Isn't that interesting? Now, under a scientific dictatorship, education will really work. It's going to really work this time. It will not fail because they're going to bring out scientists. I want you to say or think in your mind, there's good scientists and there's evil scientists. Everything has good and evil. There's good preachers, there's bad preachers. There's good cops, there's bad cops. There's good whatever. But there's also good scientists and then there's evil scientists. God knows. We don't know. There seems to be no good reason why a thoroughly scientific dictatorship should ever be overthrown. Now in 1 Timothy 6:20, he says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings. You turn on the TV and you see all these people talking. It's like vain babblings. They go on and on and on and on. It's like, get to the point. Vain babblings and opposition of science, falsely so-called, falsely called knowledge, science called knowledge. And like I said before, back in the movements I was in, they told you you were healed, even though you had symptoms, you were sick. Now they're telling you're sick, even though you have no symptoms. It's all to take away our reality. What is your reality? They want you to question your own reality. Scientific dictatorship. I thought that was very, very interesting, and we're going to go into this a little bit. So the New World Order is a uniting of the world's superpowers to secure and maintain global peace. They say peace. And you know what the Bible says? Beware when they say peace, peace. Sudden destruction shall come. Global peace, safety. This is for your safety and security. It's also called Agenda 21, globalization, global governance. People always ask me, what is Agenda 21? You're going to have to go do your own research to believe what Agenda 21 really is. President Dwight D. Eisenhower, in his farewell address in 1961, he warned of the military-industrial complex, the dangers of massive deficit spending, government influence on scholars, and a scientific technological elite. I want you to underline that. Scientific, technological elite. So here we get the science again. And aren't we just hearing everybody obey the science, follow the science?
Trust the science.
Trust the science. Whose science? Now the kings of the earth, Psalms 2, and the rulers band together. They take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. This is an agenda that has been in play for years and is coming into view. Propaganda. What is propaganda? One side of the story is taking over and people are living in total fear. Now, in their own words, I just do a couple. We could go on forever with this. But Henry Kissinger said, the one thing man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by a world government, a new world order. Henry Kissinger. George Bush. The world can therefore seize the opportunity, this was when the Persian Gulf crisis happened, to fulfill the long-held promise of a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together. Psalms 2, the merchants of the earth, the Bible says, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind. George H.W. Bush. Another one from, I had some from Clinton in here too, and from Robert Kennedy. This is another one from Kissinger. He said, progress and peace and justice are attainable. So we say to all people and governments, let us fashion together a new world order. And there's, just look it up under quotes of the New World Order. You will see everybody and their brother talking about it. It's been declared. Now, I want to just share this about Robert F. Kennedy, and I've shared this before. John F. Kennedy. This is John F. Kennedy. After taking office, John F. Kennedy explained that he, too, recognized the New World Order, how it worked and who was behind it, and its dangers. He said, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. Conspiracy, isn't that something? What is a conspiracy? It's a secret plan that relies on covert, that means subtle, covert means of expanding its sphere of influence on infiltration instead of invasion, a subversion, and I want to point this out, a subversion instead of elections. Are we seeing that now? What does that mean, subversion means? Turning over instead of elections, turning over. Ruin or overthrow elections instead of elections. On intimidation instead of free choice. Are we being intimidated instead of free choice? Are we seeing any intimidation? I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines, now listen to what it combines, military, diplomatic intelligence, economic, scientific. Here's the scientist again. He calls them out, scientific and political operation. Its preparations are concealed, not published. So everything's secretive. And he was talking about exposing the secret societies. Its mistakes are buried and not headlined. So basically what he's saying, the New World Order is going to be a spiritual war, a political war, an economic war, psychological war. When you get played with your mind, when you're told certain things, you know it's not true, but you're told over and over and over. Psychologically, people are breaking. Health and information war. And we are seeing a lot of things being censored right now. And lastly, I wanted to share the New World Order plans by the Insider, 1969, Dr. Richard Day. And only one part of this I want to share. He talks about, I probably have to put my glasses on for this one, pretty little. Falsified scientific research. Again, I just wanted to bring this out. Can you follow the science? Can you trust this science? What does he say? Now, some of you know I've been talking about Richard Day. He was an insider, and he was talking to a bunch of medical people, and this is what he said. You can pretty well know how rational people are going to respond to certain circumstances or certain information that they encounter. So to determine the response you want, you need only to control the kind of data. Are we hearing about data today? So you control the kind of data or information that they're presented or the kinds of circumstances that they're in. And being rational people, they'll do what you want them to do. They may not fully understand what they're doing or why they're doing it. Falsified scientific research. Some scientific research data could be and indeed has been falsified in order to bring about desired results. Here he said, people don't ask the right questions. Some people are too trusting. Now, this was an interesting statement because the speaker and the audience, all being doctors of medicine and supposedly very objective, scientific and science being the all and end to all, to falsify scientific research data in that setting is like blasphemy in the church. You just don't do that. So here he's talking about what they're going to do in their plans was falsify science. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. That the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 6:20, and then also they in their own words are telling you what they're doing. And you have to believe what's happening around you because a lot of people don't want to hear. Some people I know, when someone in my family said, I don't want to know what's happening. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, to be informed is to not be afraid. Because when you know what's going on, you're not manipulated. You ask the right questions. You don't just fall into line and just be a dumb sheep. And also, you listen to the watchmen that are telling you and warning you. Because it's not a fun time to be a watchman to tell people things, something they don't want to hear. It sounds negative. But as it's on your doorsteps, you have to face it. There is a division in our country. And there is plans for so much going on. I'm not going to go into that right now. But just be aware of the falsified data. And don't be deceived. Father, we pray that in this hour we will not be deceived. That we take heed to Matthew 24. And we let no man deceive us. We thank you, Father, for you giving us eyes to see, ears to hear, wisdom and discernment of how to walk and navigate through these days. And we thank you, Father, we don't trust in a man, we trust in you. We thank you, Father, your kingdom is not of this earth. We're not to love this world. And you told us that the things of this world are passing away and shall be shaken, but the kingdom of God shall not be shaken. So we put our trust and our hope and our faith in you to help us, to protect us, and to guide us through this storm. In Jesus' name. I just want to thank everybody for your letters, your encouragement, and supporting us in this hour. I love your encouragement. I need it. And we got 5 letters in our P.O. box. We were so excited. So thank you for your cards, your letters, your encouragement. We need it in this hour to keep going. And I want to keep barking. I want to keep warning people. This isn't a day we need to be quiet. It's a time we need to blow our trumpets and wake people up. This is a day we need to be awakened. In Jesus' name.
Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you, and see you next time.